From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. It's emerged that the person said to have been planning to bomb an airliner headed to the U.S. was a double agent who handed the explosive device over to the CIA. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports officials say the man infiltrated al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. The group is headquartered in Yemen.
It appears the CIA had a secret source who was inside the al-Qaeda bomb cell in Yemen. And then there's another twist to it, and that secret source was the bomber himself. International intelligence agencies had found someone to actually go to Yemen, insert themselves into al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula's operation, and got them to give him a mission. He volunteered to become a suicide bomber.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Security procedures at U.S. airports are reported unchanged after the report of the bomb plot. U.S. security officials say domestic procedures and technologies probably would have uncovered the device, but they say they remain concerned about security procedures at overseas airports. A threatening phone call delayed two Southwest airline flights between Phoenix, Arizona and Orange County, California's John Wayne Airport last night. Both planes were cleared after being examined. A Tea Party-backed Republican has ousted longtime and once very popular Senator Richard Lugar as the Republican Indiana Senate candidate this November. State Treasurer Richard Murdoch's win ends Lugar's 36-year Senate service.
We need to see the kind of management that we've had in the Indiana State House applied to the United States Capitol, and that's what I intend to take there.
Lugar tells supporters he's grateful for their efforts.
The enthusiasm of good friends and loyal supporters over many months was tremendously encouraging.
Lugar says he has no apologies for working across the Senate aisle when it has seemed the right thing to do, and he wishes Murdoch success in the general election. North Carolina is now the 30th state in the country to add an amendment to its constitution banning same-sex marriage. From North Carolina Public Radio, Jessica Jones reports about 61% of voters approved the measure.
State law already prohibits gay marriage, but supporters of the amendment say it's a safeguard in case that law is overturned. Tammy Fitzgerald is the chairwoman of Vote for Marriage NC, the main group supporting the amendment.
I think it came down to their belief in the biblical view of marriage. Most North Carolinians know that marriage came from God and that it shouldn't be redefined.
But the amendment would also deny legal recognition of civil unions and domestic partnerships. Opponents of the measure say polling shows many voters didn't understand that it included civil unions. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.
Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker faces Milwaukee's Democratic Mayor Tom Barrett in Walker's recall election next month. This is NPR News. NATO's Secretary General is due at the White House later today, ahead of a summit of NATO leaders in Chicago for later this month. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that questions about France's commitment to Afghanistan will likely come up.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen is to meet with President Obama in the Oval Office for what the White House says are talks to finalize the agenda for the NATO summit in Chicago. The summit is expected to be dominated by plans to hand primary responsibility for fighting the war in Afghanistan to Afghan soldiers. But France's new president-elect, François Hollande, made a campaign pledge to accelerate the withdrawal of French troops. NATO said Monday it expects France to remain committed to Afghanistan, and a spokeswoman noted that France already has a long-term partnership agreement that commits it to training Afghan government troops after 2014, when most NATO forces are scheduled to withdraw. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
A California state senator wants to outlaw psychological therapy aimed at changing the sexual orientation of minors. And State Senator Ted Lieu has introduced a bill to do just that.
This therapy can be dangerous. It can lead children to have feelings of guilt, shame, in extreme cases can lead to suicide.
Lieu is concerned that minors who perceive themselves as gay, lesbian, or transgender may be seriously harmed by attempts to change their orientation, and he says they could go to clergy, friends, or counselors other than licensed therapists if they wanted to. He says his bill would not violate people's religious rights. It's not clear what the chances are that Lieu's bill would be advanced or would pass the California state legislature. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.